The Lord bless you and keep you. The promise of the gospel in the Aaronic blessings by Michael Gloda. Overview. The gospel of Christ is found throughout all scripture, and that includes in the Aaronic blessing of Yahweh bless you and keep you. Yahweh make his face to shine upon you. Number 6, 24 to 25. So what did that mean to the people at the time of Aaron and those after, and at the time of Christ and the early church, and to us at the church today? Review. I just did not have a good year, 2023, for modern era theology books. Once again, this book is solid when it comes to the theology. There was nothing heretical or heterodox or anything along those lines. There are some good coverage on the atonement and messianic fulfillments of Old Testament scripture. What caused the nosedive was the organization and prose. Gloda sets up his premise at the start, which is to show the importance of the Aaronic blessing and how it carried throughout the ultimate fulfillment of Jesus and his church. Check. Got it. When I got halfway through the book, I found myself lost as to the purpose of the book, to the point where I thought I might have skipped over a massive amount of the book that kept tying it back to the purpose. I did not. Gloda seems to want to build off different key points like the importance of God's face or the name being on God's people, but he zooms in and out of that point to hit on other parts he wants to teach on. Chapter after chapter go on until I was a quarter of the way left, where I wasn't drawn back to the main point of the writing. Again, a lot of good and important theology here, but he loses focus and doesn't seem to want to go back to it as his touch point. He even, at times, goes back to various words in the blessing, but almost feels like a word study rather than making the point that it's the Aaronic blessing that's the origin source. I'll keep this book for citation into points Gloda covers, but this is sadly a mess of prose. Final grade, D.